Or I have to question, is having three martinis too much? Well, if you ask the question, that means it's probably too much.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. It's John Raven. How you doing? It's July 25th. Is it July 25th? It is. It's July 25th. Not that it matters. I don't have... Well, there might be some time-sensitive things discussed. I don't know. I guess. But just for perspective, in case you're listening to this in the future, at the date of this recording is July 25th. Let's get started real quick, of course, with the solidarity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept that you made me with an addictive personality while being surrounded by people who are normal. Wow, that sucks. In fact, why am I talking to you? You've done enough. I guess I'm on my own. Amen. Anyway, welcome. Here we are. Man, the shows I recorded last weekend for my album at the Velveeta Room. The Friday show was fun. Anybody that was there saw that I was kind of in rehearsal mode. Like, there's moments that may appear on the album from that night, but there was very much some weird ass things going on, and it was very it was very meta, very aware that it was being recorded. And I was being very cavalier the whole time. But the Saturday shows, 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock, were fantastic. A big shout out, if I can say that and not sound too ridiculous, but shout out goes to Angelina Martin and Zach Brooks for killing it, and for Carlton Wilcoxon, who hosted. He's fucking great. Pat Dean, the legend, who made it all happen, / got you people drunk, then watched me talk about being sober and self-destruction. And it was hilarious. No, it's great shows. I'm really excited to see. I got to go through them, and Dustin and I are going to edit. He's going to edit. I'm going to go, I like this, do this. And then he's going to go, are you sure? And I'm going to go, yeah, you're right. You're the professional. So we're going to go through that at some point in the future. And then I'll, of course, let everybody know when it's available. It's going to be good. No idea what I'm going to call it. I've got a few ideas, but I don't know what the name of the album is going to be or anything like that. But it was good. So I need to go into a few things here and a few articles, because I don't really have any topics. I basically have been kind of dealing with that come down after you have like the best time, because Saturday I did those shows and it was the great, you know, it's something that I've been looking, that I'd wanted to do, and it like surpassed expectation. It was just amazing. And then Sunday, my girlfriend and I went on a date, do our 1 year anniversary of being together thing. So like the weekend was amazing. And then the past couple of days have been just kind of meh, M-E-H, meh. It has just been just kind of the come down you deal with when you have just a great experience. And then you go back and you're like, oh yeah. And then there's this thing, life and stuff. But, so I don't really have a whole lot I wanted to talk about, but these I do want to address a few things that are addiction related, I guess, recovery related. A couple of articles, a couple of things. The main thing was that just happened, and I don't like that I was given the news and the link. I opened it up and it was fucking TMZ. Good Lord, these assholes. But it was the news was about Demi Lovato suffering a drug overdose, and she's awake and responsive now. That's the latest news. But let me see if I can find if they took out that stupid. They totally did. Oh, I was totally gonna blast these idiots because they had something in here and looks like they took it off because it was dumb. There was a thing in there about the only news, because they didn't have any kind of news, you know, if you call TMZ news. And so what they had was, the only thing that they had was that she had posted pictures on Instagram like the day of or the day before it happened. And the thing that it said on there was, and in the pictures, she seemed happy. Because TMZ totally understands bipolar and depression and overdose. They totally get that. They totally understand that, don't they? Yeah. You only overdose when you're unhappy. Also, you can totally tell in Instagram pictures if somebody is truly happy. Isn't that right? Social media? Isn't that how you can tell when somebody's doing okay? Not that they're overcompensating. Like, it's always whenever you're on Facebook, if you have anybody on Facebook that constantly posts, you know, I love my wife. My wife is the best. Because anytime I see those, I kind of go, what'd you do? What did you do that you're going, ah, oh, my wife is perfect. And I'm like, yeah. Because when things are really actually good, you just kind of, you're like, I don't need to share this shit. You know, me and my partner are great. I don't need to get on there and bring everybody else into it. I don't know. Fucking TMZ, man. The thing about it is that, not that I care, because I'm not, you know, I don't, you know, celebrity, pop music, whatever else. But the thing is that Demi Lovato was sober for 6 years. She says she was sober for 6 years. Let's just go with that. That's true, and that's what's really weird is the relapse and like downward spiral, because what they're reporting, if you go into reporting now, I have since not looked, you know, kept track of this with TMZ. I went to an actual news site, and they had what their sources say, which is still kind of like shady sources, huh? We talked to her ex, you know, who knows what the source is, but if what sources say are true, then she was sober for 6 years and then relapsed like 3 months ago. And then has been in a downward spiral. And that actually is believable. And it's really, I mean, even after 6 years, and that's something that's absolutely true and very, regardless of how you feel, it almost always happens. You can be sober for however many years, however long. And if you relapse, in almost no time, you're right back to, you just pick up where you left off. It doesn't reset and you start all over again. Like, oh, here we go. It's just, you know, now I can do this for a few years before it gets bad. Like, you're right back on where, you go right back down to the bottom where you were and continue to go down. That's just, it's fucked up. But it's even more fucked up to know that somebody who has had success and was, you know, on paper doing well for even after 6 years, because I'm approaching 6 years sober in just a couple of months or so. So it's a month and a half. Shit. I'll be 6 years. So that's, I know, it's a nice reminder that you have to just kind of stay on your path, that, you know, don't try to, even if you think that, you know, it's been a while, I can totally handle that drink now. Can you? I don't know. So. All right, I had to pull up a couple articles that my buddy posted on Facebook. Steven Kendrick, who has the Dropout Smoke Crack Get NBA blog, but he posted a couple of things that I wanted to address because I liked it. Alcohol-related articles. One of them's from NPR. And it's the name of the article is "A Spike in Liver Disease Deaths Among Young Adults Fueled by Alcohol." This just in: liver disease caused by alcohol. No, it's actually kind of interesting because it talks about how it's happening more and more to young people. They did a study based on data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that covered from 1999 to 2016. And it said that the analysis revealed that deaths from liver-related illnesses have increased dramatically, and mortality in youth and young people rose the fastest. Although these illnesses can be caused by several other things, including obesity and hepatitis C infection, the rise among young Americans was caused by alcohol consumption, obviously. The number of 25 to 34-year-olds who died annually from alcohol-related liver disease nearly tripled between 1999 and 2016, from 259 in 1999 to 767, Jesus, in 2016, an average increase, annual increase of around 10%. So, damn. The reason for the spike is unclear, but Dr. Nihar Parikh, a liver specialist at the University of Michigan Medical School, has a theory. It correlates with the global financial crisis. We hypothesize that there may be a loss of opportunity, and the psychological burden that comes with that may have driven some of those patients to abusive drinking. Yeah, that's a good theory. Also, population increase, but also that. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I think we're driving ourselves crazy even more just with the world and keeping ourselves informed. I don't know. And here's another one. And this thing's irritating. This thing is from the Inquirer, philly.com, and it's: alcohol kills many more Americans than opioids do. Why do we think drinking is healthy? Now, by that headline, you can already tell this is not a news-related article. This is an opinion. And it's by Christina Mayer and The Conversation. Yeah, I always like that, when they say The Conversation. It's kind of one-sided. It's not really a conversation. It's an opinion. People do that a lot. Like, we need to start a conversation. We need to have a conversation about, but nobody really does. Even people who say that really don't. What they want, what they really mean is, you know, we need to have a one-sided conversation where I express concern about something and people who don't feel that way listen to me. that's having a conversation today. Is listen to me and what I say. Kind of like this, but this, you know, you came here. You opened this up because you wanted to listen to me bitch and talk for about 30 minutes, which I'm doing. But, these people today with their opinions, Yeah, this just in, I'm reading this. This just in is me, but it says alcohol is the most widely used drug in the world, including in the United States. Really, Christina? Is that correct? Yeah, we know. It says about 70% of adults in the United States report past year alcohol consumption, with over 37 million drinkers reporting binge drinking. Dang. Binge drinking at least once a week. Yeah, Yeah, we do love our booze. But I want to get to the reason I pulled this one up. There's something in here that's really, really, really bothers me. Where is it? God damn it. I love that I can't use a phone, a scroll, while I'm recording this thing. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. Also, I'm Philly.com, their website for mobile's kind of shitty. Much like their articles. Ooh, no, I don't know. Here's okay. I have to. Yeah, here's a couple more things in this that she writes about. That's funny. Not funny, but just like what? There's a few things. So the first thing, the question as to whether moderate drinking is beneficial remains open. The National Institutes of Health recently sought to initiate a large randomized control trial, the gold standard for understanding causal relationships, to look into the benefits of moderate drinking. The trial was designed to pick up the heart benefits of consuming one drink a day, but it was not designed to be able to detect the negative consequences of moderate alcohol use, such as increases in breast cancer. Many in the alcohol research community wondered what the recommendations from this study would be, since there are so many well-established problems with drinking, even at moderate levels, that likely outweigh any potential benefits. Now, here's the thing. The study was recently canceled for a number of reasons, including inappropriate engagement between staff at the National Institute for Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism with both the study researchers and industry partners, and the subsequent removal of funding from the alcohol industry. Inappropriate engagement, because that's what everybody drinking? Yeah, you just get a bunch of drunk people together and yeah, things happen. Oh man. Another thing is, a large proportion of all violent activities in the United States are associated with alcohol. This just in, I say again. Yeah, that definitely happens. This includes increased risk of child maltreatment, and then also physical abuse, intimate partner violence, of course. But here's what killed me. With an estimated 6 to 57% of all cases involving drinking. Wow, that's a really big margin of error. 6% to 57%. Why even write anything? Just say we don't know. A lot. Some to a lot. Very little to half. Ugh. But, and I was fine with this, her discussion to no one, article, until at the very bottom, under the heading, Raising Taxes, Drinking Age Could Offset Harms. Could it? There are a number of things we can do to reduce the burden of alcohol through public policy. The most effective policies include alcohol excise taxes, restrictions on the number of stores that sell alcohol, and restrictions on hours of sale. Yeah, or raising the minimum drinking age has been shown time and again to be an effective way to curb alcohol-related mortality and morbidity. Yeah, why not just make it illegal? Yeah, a prohibition, if you will. That's worked in the past. And at no point, by the way, I love that. I love the idea that Let's make it harder to get. Let's increase the age minimum. Let's shorten the hours. This'll help people. At no point in her article does she say anything about increased funding for treatment. That's crazy. It's crazy to me that you have to rely on 12-step programs only, unless, of course, you have tens of thousands of dollars that you can just go, wow, look at this drinking problem or this drug problem I have. I know what we'll do. I'll take that 60 grand that I have stored. You know how addicts and alcoholics just have 60 grand just lying around. I can get help now. Whereas if you had 60 grand, you probably don't feel like you have a problem. You know, you're like, I still got money. I can self-destruct for longer. I still have funding. Oh, I don't get it. I don't know. I obviously I don't know the solution, and neither do you. But that's okay. But we can definitely. I'm glad that we're at least coming around to the idea that. We need money for treatment. Maybe one day. I'll get into more into that in a few weeks, I'm sure. I'm sure I'll bring that up again. So, I also like the idea that in Austin, it was, 107, 108 degrees on Monday? And then it's like, all right, we're going to cool off now. It's only going to be 100. And you know what? You could feel it. You could feel that 100 degrees was like, this is not bad. I never thought we'd get to the point where 100 degrees was like, finally, a break. So looking forward to cooling weather, looking forward to rain coming up. Maybe, unless the weather forecast changes again. I think that's all I have for this week, you guys. I don't have any shows coming up. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be listening to my shows that I recorded, putting it all together, and I guarantee you by the end of it, I won't want to do any of my old jokes again. I swear. Which is good. It's going to make me write. It's going to make me write new jokes. So now it's just going into open mics, working on my stuff. Living my life trying to come across things that are ridiculous and absurd that I can make fun of, which is just life in general, I think. But that's about all that I'm going to be doing. I will let you know, I do have a show. I am going to do a show on my birthday on October 22nd, which I call old person friendly and restaurant worker friendly, which is most of the people that I know. And I call it, it's going to be like a no excuses show because it's on Monday. It's going to be at 8:00. It's going to be at Kick Butt Coffee, which is not downtown on 6th Street. There's going to be parking. It's going to be free. And it's going to be probably the last show I do all this chunk of material before I move on to new stuff. So I'm going to be doing that in a few months. And I'm also excited about vacationing in Chicago in September. That's what I got going on coming up. Otherwise, I just have life happening. But I hope your life is happening. I hope you're doing all right. Stay cool. Stay hydrated. Drink lots of fucking water. I'm not kidding. Drink water. You drunks. Drink some water. Stay cool. I'll see you guys next week.
Red wine, a little smoke, a whole lot of loving. That's all I need. Make it through the night. Cold beer, cold shoulder, just one glass of whiskey. That's all it takes. Knock 'em down.